This November, Californians will vote on Proposition 209, also known as the California Civil Rights Initiative, CCRI. The measure would ban all government affirmative action programs in the state. When the controversial proposal qualified to be on the ballot, many people believed it would be the most talked-about issue this election year. As NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports, the debate does not seem to have captured the public's attention.
The anti-affirmative action measure enjoys a wide margin of support among likely California voters, according to the most recent field poll. 47% say they support Proposition 209, 32% say they oppose it. But the number of undecided voters, now at 21%, has grown substantially since February 1995, when the first poll on CCRI was taken. Mark DiCamillo, the director of the field poll, says it's unusual for the percentage of undecided voters to grow as the election nears.
It seems that as voters are gaining more information about Proposition 209, more of them sit on the fence because they're, I think, recognizing that this is a multifaceted initiative. It's more complicated than what the simple ballot language seems to imply.
For example, Proposition 209, if passed, would, among other things, eliminate minority recruitment and mentoring programs in public education. Opponents also argue that a special clause in the measure, Clause C, would weaken anti-discrimination laws against women, possibly jeopardizing girls' sports programs. Supporters of CCRI accuse their opponents of using scare tactics to divide men and women. They say CCRI merely guarantees that no one will be the victim of discrimination. Still, there is a significant gender gap on CCRI. Men support it 54% to 28%, while women favor CCRI by a far narrower margin, 40% to 35%. There is another interesting finding from the field poll, says pollster Mark DiCamillo.
81% of voters in the current survey say they have some awareness of it, which is relatively high given the fact that there hasn't really been any major spending either pro or against the initiative in terms of advertising, which is usually the way voters come to know about propositions. So it seems to us that most voters are coming to this issue through the main news channels, through news media, newspapers, radios, TV.
The reason the news media are the primary source of information about CCRI is because both camps have had difficulty raising money to mount major TV ad campaigns. Each side has raised only about $1.5 million. Republican leadership appears to be split on the issue. California Governor Pete Wilson and UC Regent Ward Connerly are the measure's most visible promoters. But outside of California, General Colin Powell continues to back affirmative action programs, and Vice Presidential candidate Jack Kemp says CCRI is divisive. Yet the Republican rank and file overwhelmingly favor it, says DiCamillo.
Republicans are currently 3-1 in their support for Proposition 209. Democrats are opposed by a narrower margin. So I think it's in the latter stages especially, the issue has become a partisan issue with Republicans very strongly in support of it. And if this initiative should pass, I think that would probably be the main reason.
Nevertheless, the anti-affirmative action measure doesn't appear to be working as a wedge issue to elect Republican candidates this fall, says UC Berkeley political scientist Bruce Kane.
While it's true that it looks like right now a majority of Californians may support CCRI as written, other polling indicates that many Californians, close to a majority, favor affirmative action programs or affirmative action. And they make the distinction between preference and quotas versus, on the other hand, affirmative action. And so there was a danger that the Republicans, by getting behind this issue, could be perceived as the party of the white people and not be able to reach out to the minorities in the state or to working women.
As for Democrats, while most say they are against the measure, the party has remained largely silent, other than President Clinton's statement that affirmative action should be mended, not ended. Big business has also stayed out of the fray. Many California-based corporations have expressed their support for diversity and affirmative action, but have not taken a public position on CCRI. Privately, corporate executives say it's wiser to keep quiet than to risk alienating customers, shareholders, or employees. Even one of the few large companies to have expressed opposition to CCRI, Pacific Gas and Electric, is pulling its punches. Bill Sesso is a spokesman for PG&E.
We are not campaigning against it. We're not contributing to a campaign. We're not actively telling people which way we think they should vote. All we did was express the conscience of the company. in doing that, it certainly draws attention to the issue.
As the debate on affirmative action enters the final weeks, both supporters and critics of CCRI have cause for concern. Proponents of CCRI have seen the number of their supporters drop by 10 percentage points in less than a year. But critics of the anti-affirmative action proposal are still 15 points behind. Both sides say they are reserving their money for TV ads in the closing days of the campaign. I'm Richard Gonzalez in San Francisco.